2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte filling in tonight for Alex Carey and Scott Mitchell. Alex is up at the Cache Valley for KSL's Game Night Live, covering some high school football. And Scott, of course, is in L.A. on the radio broadcast for Utah versus USC. So we're happy to be part of Unrivaled tonight on this Friday evening on a game night. Utah tied things up against USC. It's tied up at 7 apiece. Devontae Henry Cole with a touchdown run. So the Utes answer back to USC's early touchdown drive. And that was an important drive for the Utes. But let's change gears, though, Matt. You and I, we talk BYU a lot on Cougar Sports Saturday, on our podcast, KSLSports.com. We cover all things BYU every day, all the time here on KSL News Radio. And, you know, yesterday here on KSL's Unrivaled, Alex and I, we had Ty Detmer, BYU legend, on the program. And what's notable about Ty is that he's going to be coming back for the first time since 2017 when he was the offensive coordinator. He's going to be back tomorrow in Lavelle Edwards Stadium, and it'll be his first appearance in that stadium since the Cougars lost to UMass back in 2017. And, you know, we asked, Alex and I did, about the relationship with Kalani Sitake and BYU, and this is what Ty Detmer had to say.
We share texts, you know, from time to time. So, you know, I still root for those guys and pull for them and hope nothing but the best for them and the program. You know, you get pretty close with guys when you're working together every day, you know, for a couple years. And so still a good relationship, and I know it's a busy time for them during the season, so I'll just shoot a text here or there and vice versa from him. So looking forward to seeing those guys, seeing the players, you know, some of them we recruited, and have a chance to, you know, see them now that they're off of missions and catch up with some of them a little bit. So it'll be a neat experience just to be able to go in and see everybody and you know, share some good times with them.
Ty Detmer is the definition of class. Matt, what do you think of hearing Ty say that the relationship with him and Kalani and BYU is in a good place?
Yeah, Ty Detmer, he's the man, because if I were in his shoes, Mitch, I don't think that I would have the same type of response. That would be really hard to get over.
You'd be a little more salty?
I'd be salty, yeah, because I've maintained this opinion for a long time, and I will until I'm dead, but I don't think that Ty Detmer was given enough time to truly see if it was going to work out or not. The plug was pulled after 2 years, and on the second year, there were so many things out of his control. In my opinion, it's hard to evaluate that. And so if I were Ty, I'd be salty, and so I really respect Ty, and it's quite admirable of him to be able to kind of move past that and remember BYU for what it is for him, you know, his alma mater, a place that he had tremendous success. It built the foundation for his life, and I think it's fantastic that he is still an ambassador of BYU.
Yeah, Ty Detmer is definitely always going to be an ambassador for the Cougars, and I think Cougar fans everywhere should always just remember Ty as the player rather than the coach. I mean, yeah, you could say that he didn't get a fair shake. But the one thing that always made me pause, and I felt like it was the right decision to kind of move on from Ty, even though you never want to see a legend go down.
No.
It was the fact that BYU's offense that year, his second year in 2017, it was so bad. It was one of the five
injuries,
worst
injuries, Mitch.
I get it.
Fourth-string quarterback.
But the thing is that it was just so bad. Even in that first game when they were a healthy group, they couldn't.
Yes,
they scored like 20 points against Portland State. It was just bad from the jump. But, and you know what the thing is that hey, it's okay. I felt like all along, though, Ty was set up to fail, honestly, because he should have been the quarterback coach. He should have been, you know, somewhere, like, because offensive coordinator, it honestly might be the most pressure-filled job in the BYU athletic department next to maybe the AD. And it might be even more than the AD because people are always calling for the OC's head. They're always saying, come on, make a better play call. They're always calling for something more from the offensive coordinator. So that's always going to be a tough spot. And I hate to see how Ty Detmer ended at BYU, his coaching career. But I got to say, though, I'm loving the fact that he will be back on Saturday carrying out that flag. He's going to lead the Cougar Walk. For all of you that are going to be out there at the game, go to check out Cougar Canyon. Say hi to the KSL Sports tent. I'll be there. Matt will be there. We're going to have a great time. And Ty Detmer is going to roll through Cougar Canyon and lead the team in the Cougar Walk. I'm so excited to see that because, man, that's just that guy embodies BYU football, class on and off the field. And I'm just glad to hear that it's on good terms because I was really worried about that when he was let go.
I am too. And I think that's a credit really to Ty Detmer and the kind of person that Ty is. Speaking of football, USC has responded with a touch. It looked like a sure sack, Mitch. And Matt Fink finds a way, throws up a Hail Mary kind of prayer, and it's caught by USC. So USC leads 14-7. According to Bruce Feldman, Keaton Slovis is being examined for a possible head injury. But the third-string quarterback, Matt Fink, rallying the Trojans as they lead 14-7. In the first quarter, looks like this is going to be a wild game down there in Los Angeles.
Wow, this is off to a wild start down there. We'll have, hopefully, going to get Jeremiah Jensen coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, get an update. He's in Los Angeles. KSL 5 TV is going to have some coverage from Utah versus USC because it is a big game for the Utes. A little bit weaker schedule this year, but this is a huge game. And Utah, defensively, I'm stunned. Utah's defense getting gouged like this?
The third string quarterback.
I didn't see that coming, Matt. I thought even if with Slovis, I thought, yeah, Utah's secondary is one of the best out west. Man, that Slovis kid's going to have struggles. Fink stepping in. No film on this guy. And he is catching Utah off guard. And, man, USC up 14-7 early on in L.A.
On the other side, we're going to talk about BYU and Washington, a big game in Provo tomorrow. So don't go anywhere. Stay with us. KSL's Unrivaled, powered by KSL Sports. Also, traffic and weather up next.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.